This morning, Russia's foreign minister said the Kremlin will be expelling British diplomats from the country. This is in retaliation for yesterday's mass expulsion of Russian diplomats from the UK. The British decision to kick 23 Russians out came after the poisoning of a former Russian double agent and his daughter on British soil. In the House of Commons yesterday, British Prime Minister Theresa May laid the blame for that attack squarely on Moscow.
They have treated the use of a military-grade nerve agent in Europe with sarcasm, contempt, and defiance.
Now, we should say Russia has denied any involvement in the poisoning. For more on this, we're joined by Kim Derrick, the British ambassador to the United States. Mr. Ambassador, welcome back to our program.
Morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for coming on to chat. It sounds like Russia is now going to expel British diplomats. This is becoming quite a back and forth. How far is this going to escalate?
Well, we will see how Russia responds. I've seen the news, as you have. The appropriate response, we think, from Russia would be to become a more responsible and reliable member of the international community. What they did was completely appalling and unacceptable. This kind of activity can't be tolerated. We thought the appropriate and measured response was the expulsion that the Prime Minister announced yesterday, along with a freeze on high-level contacts. There would be no senior British representation at the World Cup this summer, no members of the royal family, no senior ministers. As I say, this is part of a pattern of bad behaviour by Russia, whether you look at this poisoning of two innocent civilians on the streets of a British town, or Russian activity in Syria, or Russian activity in Ukraine. So they need to change their ways.
Well, speaking of changing their ways, I want to bring in another voice briefly, if you don't mind. It's Bill Browder. We spoke to him this morning. He's been a leading voice on targeted sanctions, getting tougher on Russia after his lawyer died in suspicious circumstances in a Russian prison. He said Britain needs to focus on the extensive Russian assets in your country. Let's listen here.
Russian gangsters and corrupt government officials all buy expensive properties in London. And that is the one huge leverage that Britain has that's asymmetric. It's not like a bunch of British officials have properties in Moscow that can be seized.
Is your government prepared to go that far, to seize the properties of the Russian wealthy people who live in London? And there are a good number of them.
Prime Minister said yesterday in the House of Commons that we would look at all ways in which we might strengthen our defences against hostile state activity. So you want to speculate about how that will go or what particular measures we will bring forward. London's always been an international city. We've always welcomed people to live there from all over the world. But that's within British laws. And as long as people do that, then they are welcome. If they don't, we will pursue them and take whatever action is necessary.
The anti-corruption group Transparency International said last year that UK properties worth $1.3 billion had been purchased with what it described as suspicious wealth from Russia. Do you feel like British law has done enough to identify where there is suspicious or questionable people from Russia who own properties in London and elsewhere?
I think we've recently strengthened our legislation and our powers in this area. But of course, you always have to be vigilant. And if there are more things that we can do, then we will do that. But the law is as it is; it's been strengthened, as I say, recently, and we think it's sufficient to pursue people who are doing the kind of things that you describe.
Let me ask about one other big story, the departure of U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, the top U.S. diplomat. Do I understand correctly that European diplomats were in the middle of talks with Tillerson about what's next with the Iran nuclear deal when President Trump fired him? And does that worry you?
Foreign Secretary talked regularly to Rex Tillerson. They had a very good relationship at official level, senior official level. Yes, we have been talking to U.S. Officials about how to respond to what the president has said about his misgivings about the Iran deal. And that process will continue. Foreign Secretary knows Mike Pompeo. They met when the Foreign Secretary was last in Washington. They'll have a very good relationship, I'm sure.
Okay, Pompeo, you mentioned who the president has designated to be the next Secretary of State, we should say. We've been speaking to Kim Derrick, the British ambassador to the United States in Washington this morning. Ambassador, always good to talk to you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.